From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is supporting the idea of building an Islamic mosque and community center near Ground Zero in New York, saying tolerance for all religions is an American value.
But let us also remember who we're fighting against and what we're fighting for. Our enemies respect no religious freedom. Al-Qaeda's cause is not Islam. It's a gross distortion of Islam.
The president addressed the mosque controversy during a White House dinner celebrating the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Opponents of the project have called it an insult to the people killed on 9/11. BP and the Coast Guard are still reviewing ways to finally seal the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the government's point man for the response says tests show work on a relief well should continue.
National Incident Commander Thad Allen says pressure testing at the well shows something is blocking oil from coming back up the reservoir. He says it's probably cement pumped in from the top that somehow got pushed back inside.
What we don't want to do is somehow upset what we've already done, which is a really good cementing job that was done through the top kill.
Allen says pumping in more mud and cement from the bottom through the relief well could bust the cement now in place. And he says it could damage the capping system.
The relief well will be finished, and that is the end result. How it gets finished will be determined on risk mitigation and the way forward that's being discussed right now. The relief well will be finished. We will kill the well.
Storms have halted drilling at the site. Allen says it could resume next week. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
A South Carolina Democrat running for the U.S. Senate is facing a felony pornography charge. Julie Rose of member station WFAE says it's only the latest twist in the political race.
Alvin Green, a 32-year-old unemployed veteran, shocked South Carolina's political establishment when he won the Democratic primary election in a landslide. He'd done very little campaigning and was virtually unknown. Since then, he's attracted enormous attention for his quirky, unpolished manner and lack of interest in traditional campaign activities such as holding public rallies. All along, Green has refused to comment on a pending charge that he showed porn to a female student on a South Carolina campus. Now, a grand jury has handed down an indictment in that charge. Green has not entered a plea and referred questions about the indictment to his attorney, who did not return calls. A recent poll shows Green with very little chance of ousting Republican Senator Jim DeMint in November. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
California's attorney general is asking an appeals court to allow the resumption of same-sex marriages in the state. If the appeals court does not intervene, same-sex couples could get married starting next Wednesday. A federal judge recently struck down California's ban on gay marriage. This is NPR News. As many as 500 Tamil refugees are being processed by Canadian immigration authorities after arriving at a cargo ship off the coast of British Columbia. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, now begins the job of determining whether there are any criminals or outlawed Tamil Tiger rebels in the group.
Over the next 3 days, Canadian officials will process the refugee claimants. That includes a full examination, fingerprints, photographs, and security and criminal checks. The Canadian Navy intercepted the vessel on Thursday after authorities had tracked it for weeks. The MV Sun C was escorted to Canadian Forces Base Esquimalt, where tents had been erected to accommodate the passengers. One person was taken off the boat in a stretcher, and there were reports that several passengers had contracted tuberculosis and one of them had died. Ambulances were on the scene, and the Victoria General Hospital has prepared a ward to treat up to 100 sick people. Canada's Public Safety Minister Vic Tave says he believes the refugees include members of the Tamil Tigers as well as suspected human smugglers. Legitimate refugees will be entitled to hearings under international law, and that could take up to 18 months. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A federal judge in Virginia says a salvage company is due full compensation for items recovered from the Titanic, but she says it'll take time to determine whether the company, RMS Titanic, will get title to the items or proceeds from their sale. Around 6,000 pieces recovered through RMS expeditions are valued at around $110 million. The Titanic sank in its maiden voyage in April 1912 after hitting an iceberg in the North Atlantic. Some 1,500 people died in the tragedy. Wall Street suffered its fourth straight loss amid further signs of sluggish economic growth Friday. The Dow fell 16 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.